This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A on KUTX, and welcome to our Concert Club members. We're glad to have you here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is KUTX After Hours. It's presented by Odell Brewing Company. We appreciate them as well, and we appreciate what's about to happen. White Denim's about to play for us. If you didn't get to see him at the Mohawk, two sold-out shows recently, they just announced a show on October 26th, so we're excited about that. The tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. And the new album is called Performance, and this is proof that White Denim is still cool after Labor Day. Please welcome live on KUTX. Sorry, James.
Oh, that's cool.
Had to go for it.
That's all right.
White Denim. White Denim, live on KUTX. The newest members of the band, Greg Clifford on the drums.
You got it.
Michael Hunter on what's called a pianette, also known as the keyboards. And they're joining Mr. Steve Terabecki on the bass and James Petralli on guitar and vocals. White Denim, new album is Performance, and that's Double Death. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
When I saw the album was called Performance, I thought, oh, we got a live album coming. But then I heard the record, and there's a lyric in there. I suppose this is all a performance.
Yeah.
Where were you coming from with the album title?
Well, I guess the initial joke kind of landed. We have a long history of kind of bad puns for album titles. So that worked, at least on you. It's kind of an obvious thing, but it kind of just refers to the face that we all put on to do our lives, you know? That's more or less the idea of it.
It's all a performance, coming a couple years after the last record, Stiff. And so I was reading this piece in the Chronicle, and you made it seem like you weren't really that happy with that record, or is that just that you're a perfectionist and you're never happy?
I think that it's both, you know. There are aspects of that record that I'm super proud of, you know. But it was a transitional period for our group, and it was the first record to fully go in with a producer in a really nice studio. We started making our own records in a trailer in Driftwood. We weren't watching a clock, and we were experimenting and really kind of getting loose when we were making our records. So that one was a cooker, you know. We were spending tons of money, and the producer was the son of he's a great producer in his own right, and he's Glyn Johns' kid, who's like, you know, he grew up. He said on day one, like, I jammed with Jimmy Page when I was 9 years old. So we were just like, whoa, what did we get into here? So it was just, you know, it was a great experience, but like for me, I wasn't as relaxed as I would have liked to have been making that record.
All right, so now we shift gears to performance. You've got some new players, and you've got Radio Milk, which is your own space, east side of Austin. Tell me about Radio Milk, how it happened, and how it affected the recording of performance.
We were in a space way up north for a number of years, and our time just ran out there. So we were in between places, and we just kind of happened upon this super old building across from Gourmand's on Weberville. And we found it in the middle of being renovated and got a super good deal on it and turned it into our place, you know. It's a real free environment for us, you know. We're back in the kind of like trailer style approach to making records.
So it affected the way you write and the way you record?
Yeah, we just take tons of time and try different things, you know. The last one we demoed everything and rehearsed a lot and went in, and this one we were writing together in the room and really trying everything. Now you're not afraid to strike an idea. When you're not watching the clock, not everything is so precious.
Stylistically, this record goes to a lot of places, but it's still white denim in this accessible form. But then all of a sudden in the middle of a song, there'll be some strange time signatures and the things that geeks like me like. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
And October 26th is the date at the Mohawk, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow. MohawkAustin.com for tickets. White Denim is here. Performance, their seventh album. The band's been around Austin for more than 10 years, and we're going to do a couple of songs back-to-back on the airwaves. You want to set this up in any way?
Yeah, it's a couple of new tunes with like a little snippet of something old that we're going to try. Yeah, you guys ready to do it? Backseat driver? Cool.
White Denim, live on KETX, two songs from the new performance, Backseat Driver and Moves On. White Denim playing the Mohawk next month, and playing some more songs for us here in Studio 1A in a moment. Thank you all for being here.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
And a lot of people helped us put the show together, so I want to give them their due. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman were our engineers today. We did shoot some video before y'all came in, so that will be up at KUTX.org. Our multimedia crew, Julia Reese and Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, assisted by Salvador Castro, Renee Dominguez, and Hannah Edelman. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. KUTX After Hours returns September 24th with Alejandro Escovedo and is brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. Most importantly, thank y'all for being here, our concert club members. We truly appreciate you, and we truly appreciate White Denim live tonight on KUTX.